host, Eric Balance, and this is the Resilient Minds Podcast. Join me as I explore the capabilities of our minds and how our X factor can become our Y factor. Now is our time. Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Resilient Minds Podcast here with Eric Balance. You guys, I'm super excited today to chat with you about some of my minds and the way that we're being resilient with them. You know what, guys? So let's focus seriously on this though, because today I wanted to just chat a little bit about reaction versus responsiveness and how powerful things like this are when it comes to recognizing your own pattern. And oftentimes, you know, I think that with regards to our minds, we allow ourselves to step into components or misunderstandings of how to relate when it comes in relationships or business relationships or experiences with family members, people that we love, or just in all people. I think people. So what do I mean? Reaction versus responsive. So, you know, what is reaction? You know, reaction to me is, you know, when you make a decision based off of an emotion and you just do it. You know, when responding is really understanding what your body is telling you. You know, what your physiology is telling you. How, you know, you've thought it over and you've taken the time and the space to really make a decision based off of what is best for you. And 100%, you know, I'm certain that there's been people out there that have just reacted to, you know, a situation, an argument, a discussion. And I'm also certain that people have waited, taken a breath, and the response, and they've responded to it. So how has that affected me? I think in the past, you know, as a young man, you know, my key focus was oftentimes just reaction, focusing on reacting and, you know, thinking that the best way to deal with something is right away, get it done, right? That masculine energy and just wanting to solve a problem quick, fast, easy, and really focusing on how we can step into solving the problem. And as men, oftentimes I'm certain that, you know, a lot of you guys out there can relate with me that when it comes to problems or situations, we oftentimes just want to figure it out and keep going, right? And I think that there's nothing wrong with that in times of necessity. Sometimes we just need to respond and hold back and make a decision or come into a different mode, let's say. And that's where I believe responsiveness is. And that's where responsiveness in business, in life, in education, and as we continue to grow and evolve, becomes even more of a powerful focus. So what does that look like? Responsiveness. In my experience, I've taken the time to really think that when you respond, I look at it, what would my higher self do? What is my higher self telling me? And in this real focus for me, I get to a place where I really try to understand where the other person is coming from. What are they saying and how are they saying it? Why are they saying it? And maybe it's not even a person, but it's a situation. And the truth is that a lot of the times we forget that everyone's perspective is different. And sometimes perspective is great. Perspective is different. Perspective is so powerful and it allows us to, you know, evolve and naturally create and elevate. And I know that for myself in my head,
the resilience that's created as a result of thinking about where the other person is coming from allows me for that long-term progression to continuously happen. So how does that look like? I keep talking about reaction versus responsive, and you're probably, you know, wondering, well, what does that exactly, how can I do that? So when you have a situation or there's somebody, you know, approaching you in a heated manner, and your first emotion that comes across is definitely one of reaction or elevated emotion in a negative manner, that is when you know you're about to react. When you know that you're about to maybe fly off the handle, you're taking off focus, your heart's beating a little bit faster, you feel in your physiology that you're about to make or say something that you're not going to be proud of later. Responding, you take a time, you take a minute, you take a breath, and you come from a place of higher self. You come from a decision of where did that person come from? Where were they at in their feelings or emotions while they made the decision to say some of the things that they did? And I think that oftentimes we forget that so many people's personalities, you know, this is a human, we're all growing, we're all going through our own journey. And, excuse me, I believe that as we continue to grow and evolve, I believe that nobody's perfect. We're all going to really co-create around one another. We're all going to be able to evolve around one another. And we're all going to really create a new level of programs, habits, you know, that have been passed down through different experiences. And I believe, you know, there's been so many times in our past experiences that we've been made to believe that we need to do things a certain way. And, you know, when people tell me that, oh, that's the way they are, you can't change them, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, I call bullshit. Because I myself could tell you that I've been through a reaction phase where I was a gentleman, or I was, you know, this macho individual that thought I thought that the way that you actually create respect is by instilling fear. So getting reactions from people, not getting responses. So think of that for a second. When I talk about reaction, it's actually coming from a place of fear. Wow. When I talk about responding, you're coming from a place of elevated self, of integrity and value. And because when people are coming from a place of fear, they're making decisions really based off of their 2-million-year-old brain. So what that means to me is, you know, our 2-million-year-old brain has been passed down for generations, right? You know, and what I mean by that is, you know, our beliefs have been made for so long and have been passed down from generation to generation to generation to generation. And some of the thoughts that you are literally going through your mind aren't necessarily yours. You may think that they're yours, and yes, they're working through, and you're the one thinking them. Because they've been passed down to you subconsciously at a young age, when you had one model to follow, that is what really created that belief or created that experience. So, for example, you know, as I grew up, my grandpa, you know, he took care of me. He was really, really, you know, looked after me a lot. And I had this belief for the longest time that the man is the maker of the household, that what the man says goes. And that really lived for me with a long time, and I had this really uncertain and mixed up emotion about what really masculine energy looks like. And, you know, does that mean that I need to tell? And that's what I believed it did, that it was my way or the fucking highway. And how many people can really relate to that? I think that there's a lot of men out there and women that really make decisions based off of or have this approach or understanding or experience based off of a past life, or, and when I say past life, I mean based off of your parents' experiences or things that have passed down to you, that have an expectation that the man needs to go out there and support, provide, and create, and do everything for the woman. It's not a cohesion of responsibility. And I think that that's, it's pretty fascinating where we have come from to believe that, and for so many generations for that to be believed, because you were the warrior. The male is the warrior, the hunter, the gatherer, the creator, right? And the woman is the nurturer, you know, the foster. She takes care of things, right? But who's to say that? So when you, as a man, you go out there, you know, when I was a man and I thought that, you know, I was this hunter, this warrior, this gatherer, this creator, I knew that I, when I go out there and hunt and create and bring in what's possible, that it was my way and that I needed to react at a moment's notice, make a decision. And what I failed to recognize was that that was coming from a place of fear, because I was not congruent even with my own way of living, but I wasn't really respecting the feminine energy that was around me, including inside of me. So I think that as you kind of start developing a balance between the two energies, and as I started creating a balance between the two energies within myself, you create a yin and yang to yourself. You have this understanding of how to react and when to respond and how. And to me, I found, and maybe many of you can relate to this, you know, is having this misconception of belief versus men versus women, and, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. You know, there's a really good book called, I forget the author's name, but definitely Men vs. Mars, Women Are from Venus. Really powerful book, you know, and among others, you know, from understanding some of the energies, I think that it's worth it to really create an understanding around what is possible when you bring in your own masculine and your own feminine and your own energies, and you bring it into not just reacting versus responding, but different into your business, into your life, into your relationships, into your experiences with your parents and your grandparents, and how their perspectives actually shape and shift you into the human that you've become today, and that you have an opportunity to recreate yourself if you don't agree with those beliefs. To me, that's fascinating. To me, that allows you to really become a human that we oftentimes allow our perspectives guide us, because this is the way, this is the only way, and this is the way that needs to be. And we forget that we're all equal and different in our own ways. We're unique. You know, you guys probably have heard me on the last episode talk about your unique selling proposition. Well, guess what? That comes from who you are and the experiences that you have and the beliefs that you have and the way that you react versus the way that you respond. To me, I think that's really powerful. And that's why you attract the right people into your business, into your life, into your relationships, into ways that are going to allow you to become so beautiful with regards to how you connect at a deeper level with people. You guys will, you know, you guys, you know, will understand that, you know, I talk about, you know, leading with love and marketing with your heart space and things like this, because that's really what I'm passionate about. And I believe that if you come from that place, if you come from a place of such value and determination from your heart and wanting to just show up in such a powerful way for the people that believe in you, for the people that support you, for the people that have been through what you've been through, as a result of your own experience, you're going to be able to help people tenfold. And sometimes, even though those reactions, you know, versus those responses, those reactions will allow you to become more aware of the way that in the human that you are, or be, or have transitioned to, or become even better. And sometimes you won't even notice them at the beginning. But the journey along that, while you understand the awareness, is what excites me. Because we all focus so much on the destination, right? We all focus so much on where we want to go and what we want to achieve and how we get to the next step up. But we want to really, 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 really focus on what we can do now to get there. And I know you guys have probably heard this before. I know this is something that, you know, it's probably like, oh yeah, he's talking about it again. Or you guys have heard me say it, or if you've heard multiple other people say it. But Tony Robbins says this, and it really resonates with me. He says, the purpose of your goals is not the actual goal themselves. It's who you become while pursuing them. And I think that that's just a really powerful way. Like, so the goal is a beautiful concept. The goal is a beautiful, you know, perspective to have. But along the way is when you actually create and become the next individual, the next level of the person you are. So every day you're getting better. Every day you're achieving more things. And when you can really take a step back and understand, okay, I reacted to this situation. How can in the future I respond to it? And how every time can I get better if in a different situation? Or if that comes up again in my team experiences, in my personal relationship, you know, with my husband, girlfriend, you know, brother, mother, father. It doesn't matter. But how can I respond in a better way? How can I deal with my children in a really more profound level where I can really support them, you know, my son, daughter, so that they can be authentically themselves and not tell them, you know, to you know, stop crying or do this. But how can I actually respond so that I can be loving, nurturing, and supportive and give them, as men, even the feminine energy that we might need to give them so that they can create their own understanding of what their roles are on this planet. You see, I believe that as men, that we are resilient as fuck. We can go and we can become and we can go and we can take care and nurture and do anything. But I also believe that we need to be loving and nurturing and supportive and absolutely willing to do whatever it takes for the people that we love, for the things that we love, for the team that we love, for the businesses that we love, for the clients that we want to support. And that's when you start to recreate your business yourself and start leading with this powerful thing called the heart. So the HeartMath Institute, it talks about, you know, rubbing your heart and really getting into, you know, state and allowing yourself to make decisions with your heart. And remember, I talked earlier about physiology, and when you react, you're coming from a place of fear. But when you respond, you take a moment and you really breathe into your heart, and you really, you know, breath is an amazing way. The breath is an amazing way to allow yourself to take a moment, recognize what you're capable of, recognize if it's the right decision, and make a decision from that place. I think that even, you know, when we make decisions and, you know, when it comes to, you know, being put through coaching or being put through, you know, business or asking somebody for support when you're starting out, we forget that, you know, these people are not just providing us a service. And yes, maybe it sounds like they're selling us, but the mindset around what we're being shown or taking, you know, to get to the next level, that's value being created in your life. And, you know, on the next episode, I'll be talking with a master of sales, the best serviceman, I like to call him, but Eli Wilhide, you know, he's one of the most amazing heart-centered entrepreneurs that has been the leading salesman for Tony Robbins. And I'll be sharing, him and I will be spending time next week understanding the mindset around influence, the mindset around sales versus service, and what that looks like, and how focusing and leading with the heart as men, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, that we can absolutely serve at a greater level and a more deeper purpose. And when you come, you know, when you come from this place of servitude, no matter where you are in business, and when we're being approached in that level of servitude, that it's actually our responsiveness that will take us to the next level, and our reaction is always to hide. Our reaction is what doesn't allow us to make the right decision, because we're making a decision based off of fear, based off of ego, based off of something that's allowing us to survive rather than to thrive. How many times have you allowed your reaction to hold you back? This is something that I am so fascinated with. That as men and as women, we definitely make decisions that hold us back. And my hope and my encouragement to making decisions based off of a response or responding to a situation, rather than basing and making decisions off of reacting and making them out of fear, is something that you really think about. Because when you have somebody that is going to guide you along the way and give you the tools necessary to step into your own goodness, your own appreciation, your own way of adding value to the world, that's never the wrong thing to do. You guys may have heard when I talk about investing into your brain, and your brain is probably the best investment ever. And so many times people get scared of the one most important thing to believe in is yourself. And I talked about that earlier too. But the reason that'll always come up is because as we continue to evolve and as we continue to create, we absolutely need to most definitely understand that what we need to do is step into the fear. The fear is where the magic happens every time. The fear is where we start to stretch ourselves. And our ability to be resilient and create the minds of abundance is how we get to make a bigger impact. because abundant is your birthright. Mr. Deepak Chopra, thank you. And that is so fascinating to me that we can make decisions today to change the trajectory of our tomorrows. You know, I'm still a young entrepreneur. I'm a very young entrepreneur, and there's still a lot of things that I'm learning to develop, and I'm learning to create, and I'm learning to become better. And every day I make decisions that are very uncertain. Very based around, I can lean into it. I can respond and focus into the fear. And I implore you to just take some time and think about where you want to be in 12 months, in 5 years, in 10 years. And if what you're doing today is coming from a cause of reaction rather than response, then I implore you to make a decision to change. Because those beliefs that have been passed down to you doesn't necessarily mean that you need to continue doing the same thing. You know, I believe that it was, I don't remember who said this, but if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expect different results, that's the definition of insanity. Now that I think about it, I think it's just the definition. It's from the dictionary. But the truth, it's so true, right? Like, we as a society have been kind of insane. Society has become insane. There, people are always doing the same shit over and over again and expecting different results. I say it's time to take over and stop reacting consistently and start responding and start leaning into every uncertainty that is created in your life, because you are the creator of your future. This is the exciting part of life, is making decisions that you're uncertain about. So I'll end with that. I wanted to, you know, once again, thank you for the time. I want you guys to, you know, hit me up on Instagram at Eric Balance or on Facebook, Eric Balance. I'll leave the links in the show notes. And of course, you know, if you need a link to anything, ericbalance.com/3. Episode 3 is going to be out. Excited to continue to thrive. And again, thank you for your time. Appreciate you. And if you like this episode, please share it. It's time to get this going and building momentum. Super grateful for your listening. Super grateful for your time. Keep changing lives. Keep living with resilience and keep growing. Life is a blessing. Much love. Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to the Resilient Minds podcast. If you seriously love the episode, please be sure to share it with your friends and click that subscribe button. Do it now. As I continue to grow, I'll be bringing on some leading entrepreneurs into the show. So follow me on Instagram or Facebook and drop a comment or send me a DM. Tell me who you'd love for me to interview and who you'd like to hear more from. Once again, Eric Balance signing off. And remember this, your X factor always determines your Y factor.